State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa is on the KSRO live line, an important cog in the wheel of trying to fix what went wrong in October in terms of aid and assistance. Senator Dodd, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
I am well, sir. I'm looking forward to the rain, hoping it warms things up just a little bit around here.
Hallelujah. Let's do this.
Yes. And, of course, we've been talking to a couple of our Sonoma County supervisors this morning about a hearing held yesterday to talk about the alert system and what went wrong and what we need to do next about that. And you, along with some other senators, Mike McGuire, Hannah Beth Jackson from Santa Barbara, talking about mutual aid, the other agencies that came to help us. And Senator Dodd, from our vantage point as citizens, it seemed like just about everybody was represented in terms of the number of fire trucks and law enforcement that came to help us out. But it wasn't quite enough, was it?
No, it really wasn't. You know, I'm chairman of the Senate Committee on Governmental Organization, and my committee oversees all the policies related to the Office of Emergency Services. And you know, I think what we saw was there were many, many calls for mutual aid that went unanswered. And in the old days, it was really amazing. We had, you know, our fire chief, Tony Gosner from Santa Rosa,
yes,
was there. And I'm telling you, he did a phenomenal job. But what the takeaways that I took for, you know, from this hearing were that we need, you know, when we know, and we know going into these events, or at least when there's high winds and low humidities, we know when that happens. And so during those type of events, we know that there's now a need to pre-position resources in advance. And then when we call for mutual response, it can no longer be in days. We got an amazing amount of mutual response, you know, over, you know, after like 2 days, you know, we had people from all over the state of California, all over the country, and even a couple other different countries, Canada,
Australia,
yeah, you know, that were here. But with this new normal of the what we're concerned about is being a new normal with these type of wildfires. It's just the study shows that if you pre-position resources in advance, let's just say on the Tubbs fire, they know that those are great ignition sources and everything out in that area. They would have people, strike teams pre-positioned on these days where there's high winds and low humidities.
And the goal is to get those agencies pre-positioned as soon as we know about the fires?
Even to the point pre-positioned in areas that are known to have high humidity and these high winds and lots of fuel. And the other thing is, in the old days, the response time could be in days, and that would be just fine. But today, what they're saying, it's a response time on mutual aid. It has to be in minutes and hours, not days.
Yeah.
And then finally, they just said additional resources are essential component, including dispatch. That was another thing that was just that we saw locally here throughout Napa, Mendocino, even down in Santa Barbara. The dispatch is so overwhelmed because they just don't have enough people to take the amount of calls. So these are things that you know, we're learning as we go along, but it's you know, as you know, scientists continue to argue that these type of wildfires are likely to continue, and we need to set up a system that works better than we have today.
Well, yeah, we're talking about, you know, year-round fire danger and year-round fire season. And I know that what you're saying is true. Even as Cal Fire, the majority of the folks were finished in Sonoma County, but still a huge contingency mopping up, they were already headed to Southern California, not because the fires had broken out there, and they wouldn't for weeks, but they knew about the coming Santa Ana winds, the red flag warning, so they were pre-positioning themselves in Southern California in anticipation of what turned out to be true, that Southern California was going to burn too.
But they're now, you know, and that's another thing that we learned from the Mark Gilarducci, who's the head of Cal OES and Kim Pimlott, the chief of yes. Cal Fire, that where they're purchasing 6 new helicopters with night vision. They're replacing helicopters and looking right now at new, you know, planes that can do this work and can do this work at night.
Yeah, they need a few more of those 747, Senator, to drop flame retardant, the largest of which were here, I think, for a short time.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And I don't know, you know, this is another reason why I'm glad I don't have your job, because not only do you have to help determine, you know, the best route moving forward, but also to try to figure out how to pay for it all.
And one of the good things is, look, there'll be a general fund request. This request that we got from the fire chiefs amounts to about $100 million. To give you an example, the governor's budget had $25 million in it. So we'll have a number that will come out in the May revise that will be somewhere probably in the middle of that. But there's also, because of you know, our cap and trade monies could be used for this, because when you take a look at figure out how much carbon was released in the air from all these fires, this is this is something we can legitimately use that revenue source for.
That makes sense. So what is the next step for you statewide, on a state level, as far as this overhaul and this preparedness goes?
Well, what we know is going to be happening is the whole mutual aid system is going to have a top to the bottom review by Cal OES and Cal Fire, the state agencies, and then they'll come back to our committee and hopefully before the year's end to talk with us about what they need to do a better job. You know, as I said, it's $100 million coming from what the local fire chiefs think it's going to cost the local governments. But we'll do an analysis on that. And I must say, Senator McGuire, Mike, has just done he's been a fantastic partner in this whole, issue. And it's great that, that we're working together to make sure that our communities are well served in this area.
Well, I've said this since Monday, October the 9th. Pay attention. Pay attention. As citizens, we ought to be paying attention to who steps up. Who steps up during the fires and who steps up after it, because those are the folks that will find out about who's in our corner and who's fighting extremely hard for us. And you and Senator McGuire are certainly at the top of that list.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Still much more to do. And, come May or so, we'll be talking about the official start of fire season. But I think that as citizens, we've all learned a lot in terms of what to pay attention to, about 2 o'clock tomorrow morning through noon, we have, a high wind advisory. And I think most of us are attuned at this point to paying particular attention to that. It's not just a sidebar to the weather forecast anymore. It just means, okay, your alert factor needs to be on overdrive.
That's
during
right.
those times.
That's right.
And that's important, too. Well, Senator Dodd, thanks for being with us this morning. I appreciate you calling in, and we'll continue to be in touch.
Hey, Pat, you mentioned, or somebody mentioned, can I take up one quick point?
Of course.
I wanted to bring to your listeners' attention that this week is National Eating Disorders Week, and the State Senate passed a resolution I had on this. This is personal. For me, because I had a loved one, a daughter, that really went through a major eating disorder. And this is like, anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, and binge eating disorders. And it affects 1.6 million Californians are really struggling with this, and 30 million people from throughout the country. And I've seen firsthand how painful it is for families and for the individuals that have to go through this. But I've also seen the good news is that recovery is possible, and I can attest to the importance of awareness and support and helping people through these issues. And let me just tell you, recovery is possible, but we just need to keep that flag out there and make sure people know that there is help that they can get.
Well, I'm happy that you are doing just that at this stage of the game. And, Bill, I hope your daughter's doing okay.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. That is State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa talking about it is, yes, Eating Disorder Awareness Week in California, and a lot of attention ought to be paid to that, as well as the circumstance of the mutual aid when it comes to helping us protect our own state and our own backyards in this particular case.